Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Oh,
know, Ms. Jay, yes, it's happening again, y'all. I'm losing my voice. You know, every time you get to a certain point in life, it seems that the worst always happens. Well, that's what it seems. But that's really not what it is. So today, although I will be fighting for you guys to understand me clearly and straining my voice, I'm going to stick with you and help you OD on some positivity. Now, I know today I don't sound as sexy as I normally do. I can't woo y'all with my throat. I can't make y'all feel all fuzzy and warm inside with my sweetness in my throat. But today we are still going to OD on some positivity. You know, I'm in the valley now in California, and the weather is changing, and there's allergies and all that. So just like everybody else, I got to fight through it. So I ain't going to leave y'all. I'm just not going to come on air because I got a little tickle. But it's all good. We're going to keep it going. That was Ty Tribbett. Hold on. That's what you got to do no matter what situations arise, no matter what's happening in life. Do not give up. You have to hold on. You have to keep going. You can't stop, and you got to give it your all. So I'm going to play Sam Collier. Give it all right here on Ms. J in the morning. Tell everybody to tune in today. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. We still going to have a good time. I got so many responses and text messages about yesterday's show that we got to continue to talk about it today. I'm going to lay off the Grammys for a little bit. I'm just going to have to go ahead and do a video about that. So y'all stay tuned to my YouTube video. But we're going to talk about some few other things. But I'm going to get into some more music. Here's Sam Collier, Give It All. Make sure you tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up a little bit later in the show. It's Ms. J in the morning. We about to OD on some positivity, y'all. I'm finna give it my all.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. Because we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. Can't stop this movement, 'cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away, yeah. And I don't care if they say I'm not. Another place and time, I'm on my grind.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been wasting all my life to get to the door.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain, have purpose so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
though you never felt wind blow like this before.
I feel my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay. Today, see today, I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid. Today,
woo!
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Franklin right here on Miss J in the Morning. That's today. Right before that, my boy Sam Collier with Give It All, y'all. Like I said, I'm fighting it again, y'all. You know, that's what the enemy does. He knows where your weaknesses are. He knows where your strengths are. He even knows where you're going in life before you even do. That's why he's trying to distract you and do things to stop you from getting where you're going. So, yes, there's some stuff going on in my throat, but it's okay, y'all. Y'all got to know that I'm speaking truth. I'm speaking life. And after I sowed some seeds a couple of days ago and even yesterday, I'm pretty sure the weakest place I would get attacked would be my voice. But it don't matter, y'all. Y'all know I'm going to keep it going today. We go OD on positivity right here on this day in the morning, so I'm strapped. I got, not literally strapped, y'all. I'm not talking about gun control. I'm talking about I'm prepared. I'm suited. I'm booted with a whole armor of God and some tea and some lemons. So we're going to fight through it. It ain't going to get as bad as it used to be. So I'm going to stay with y'all. We're going to OD on some positivity. We're going to play, of course, the best music there is to inspire you and get you on your way and keep you going today. That song, Kirk Franklin, I got to play that at least once a day, sometimes twice a day. I got to play it to myself, not just on the show. I got to play it in the house. Me and my son be running around dancing and clapping. I got to play it in my car while I'm on my way to work or on my way to a meeting. I got to play it right when I get back home and I'm by myself for a few minutes. Or I got to play it like right before I get on the show to pump myself up, because there will be times in life where you feel like, what else can go wrong? But you know what? Those are some of the best times in your life. Those are the times that show you just how strong you are, show you just what you have inside that you didn't know before. God is not a condemning God. You are free from condemnation once you were in Christ Jesus. So you don't have to worry about God treating you like a little bully and you're an ant under a magnifying glass. He is not a condemning God. He will chastise those that he loves, meaning he loves you. He's your father, your heavenly father, your Abba father, which means he's going to whoop your butt if you get out of line. But just like us parents, or those of you who have experienced that, you got punished for the most part because your parents loved you and they were trying to keep you in line. So that's the same thing God does. So when you're going through situations and you have challenges, your first thing needs to be asking God, why did you allow this? Show me what you're trying to get out of me, or what you're trying to get into me, or what are you trying to reveal, Holy Spirit, through this situation? Sometimes you go through situations to reveal the people that are around you and what you have accepted in life. A lot of times we've been wronged. There's been some injustice. There have been some unfairness that has happened in our life, and not because you were a bad person or you did something that God wanted to chastise you about, but because through those situations, your best friend really, yeah, the man you fell in love with really ain't the one you need to spend the rest of your life with. The girl that you've been keeping your eye on ever since college days really ain't the one you need to try to build a family with. So you have to be grateful even in the storms, even in the trials and tribulations and church talk, even in your problems. You still have to find a way to fight through it, to find the silver lining, to understand that God is strategic. He is perfect. He is a perfect God. He's not like man. He won't lie. He can't lie. He created everything, not just under the sun, even the sun. God is the creator of all things, and he created you, and he don't make no junk. He ain't made no mess. Stuff turns into mess and junk when it's manipulated by the enemy. The enemy has no authority to create anything. The enemy didn't even create evil. He was given evil. He has no authority to create anything. He can manipulate it. He can put a spin on it. He can twist it up. He can pervert it. But he cannot create anything. So to y'all church folk out there, I want y'all to get out of the church of the devil. Oh yeah, I did say it. Y'all be praising the devil more than y'all praise the Lord. Y'all talk about the issues that you got more than the goodness that you have going on in your life. And then you look at those people that we call people in the world, and you sit there and you condemn them and look down at your nose at them, and they're the ones that's doing more stuff than the stuff that you need to be doing. God is about principle. I don't know why I feel talking about this in my spirit, but we're going to keep it flowing. God is the God of principle. we always want to declare the anointing, and I'm talking to church folks. I'm talking to those that have been anointed, holy, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. We claim and declare and decree his word. We talk about his anointing. We talk about the blessings. We talk about how great my God is. He's good all the time God is good, and not applying his principle. So we're wondering why we're supposed to be blessed and highly favored and brokered in a joke. Like, seriously. And then we look at the world and we always want to quote that scripture. Narrow is the path, whatever, whatever. You always want to claim that when ain't nobody with you to say that everybody else is wrong and we right. That's really what we're quoting it for. What the truth is that those people are applying God's principles. That's what he's about. There's a formula to success that God has implemented in his word. If you do these things, you'll get this back. If you sow this money, if you save this money, if you do this, if you do that, you'll get it back. Money is a currency. If you keep it flowing and have a great relationship in the spirit and in the natural, it'll come back to you. If you give it, it will come back to you. We don't do that. So what we want to do is do the opposite, but declare God's anointing, declare his blessings, declare we are his children, and claim that we're going to get it, and we got our treasures in heaven. So those of the people who are being successful now is all going to hell. That's basically what we're saying, and y'all know the devil is a liar. That ain't the truth. So what we're going to do and what I'm going to help you do for all of us, I said we, y'all, I'm talking about us because I've done it at times, is we're going to flip the script, make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do and apply God's principles. The difference between those who aren't applying the proper way is that they've applied the principles, but they have not seek God first, so they're not doing it to his glory. They don't have the anointing, and they will not receive his true blessing, nor their crown in heaven. See, those are the heavenly prizes that we want. But right here, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So while the wicked is over there having a good time rolling over in all these big cars and all that, we're sitting here thinking that, oh, we're supposed to be humble. We can be humble. I can show you. Give me a Bentley, and I'll show you just how humbly I would drive down the street. Go ahead. Don't sit there and act like, oh, I'm just fine with my little Toyota Corolla. That's a blessing, but God has more for you. So I want to make sure that I do my part, not just for those who don't know God or have not been in church, but for those that have been in church. I think today I need to talk to more church folk, the one that wear the labels as Christian. Don't get me wrong. I am a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I believe in it. I do. I try my best to practice it and follow him the best way that I know how. But a lot of times the ones that are quote-unquote lost that we talk about are the ones that's sitting in church every week. Those are the lost ones, not the ones that's out there. The Bible says God would rather have you hot or cold, not on the in-between. The church folks is the in-between folks. You're over there shouting and everything, and then somebody walk in or don't do something you want them to do, and you're talking about them all day. That's the in-between folks. See, the cold folks is the one out in the house and tell you in a minute, I don't like you, I'm going to cuss you out, and if you step to me, I'll probably slap you. God rather you say that than sit there and smile and say, oh, God bless you, baby, but in your heart you really hate them. Okay, I'm going to get off of it. I'm just saying. We're going to get back into some music. I do got some more stuff to talk about, y'all, but I told you, now, from now on, I'm just saying for 2013, from Ms. J to all of my listeners and my followers, I love you all. I have to make sure, this is my life's mission, that not only do I help you OD on positivity, but I plant seeds into your life. Once you hear it, you're accountable for it. I can't force you to do what you need to do, but I definitely need to share the truth with you. We've lived our lives for so long hearing mess, hearing lies, hearing manipulation, hearing people that want to quote the word to suit their personal motives and endeavors, but not exactly what the word of God says. Even preachers, bishops, pastors, all alike. I don't claim to be one of them. I'm just a person that's been through enough hell that I'm tired of it, and I don't want my son, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, or anybody else around me to experience the same thing. And I know if I'm going through it, that there's many of you out there that are going through the same thing. So through music, through laughter, through truth, through wisdom, through experiences, and through having a good time, I'm going to make sure that we all get to the place where God has us to be. And not in the future, but right now. It can happen to you. It can happen literally in a wink of an eye. But you have to believe it first. Let go of all that other stuff. to receive it. It's not just about believing and receiving, because I believe that I have a possibility to win $100 million. But I have to get rid of a lot of stuff and prepare myself for it and understand the wisdom and understand the perfect will for God's, for my life from God, God's perfect will for my life before I can receive it. So that's the process that we have to go through. A lot of times we clip and cut and all this other type of stuff, certain scriptures, and we paste it together and say that's what the word says. But I'm going to go ahead and stop preaching for a minute because I know that's a lot. I know it's a lot. I know. I'm going to back it up. Y'all thought because my voice was a little scratchy and I wasn't as sexy as I was and I was going to lay off of you. No, I'm not. I told y'all, if I got to go through it, we all got to go through it. So I'm going to soften it up a bit and play one of these songs that has been requested all over the world. I mean, people are really calling me, emailing me, telling me to play it again. We did an exclusive premiere right here on Miss J in the Morning. It is still unavailable. You can't buy it yet. Now, you can go on YouTube. There's one there. But it's blocked. Don't try to steal it. But I'm telling you, this girl, M. Michelle, spoken word artist extraordinaire, is off the chain. I've listened to most of her stuff that she has out there, and I can't wait to get her on the show for an interview. That's in the making, y'all, so don't even worry about that. She actually did a quick little promo video, which I appreciate. Shout out to the Fly Company and everybody who continues to show me love. But I'm going to go ahead and get to some M. Michelle. This is Rainbow. Y'all like it, and I love it. We all love it. M. Michelle right here on Miss J in the Morning.
For better times. Pot of gold brimming with the end of false hope, false love, and false promises. That the rain falling from their eyes would be the last tears any generation would ever have to shed.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. This is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning.
Live worldwide.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Ryan Show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the site, MizJProductions.com. There you get all the updates on what's to come. What's happening now, those of you who are in the Northern California area, this Thursday, yes, it is Valentine's Day, but it's also a very special and important day as well. Those of you who know a little bit about violence against women movements, domestic violence awareness month, which is in October. March is her story month, women's history month, right? After we have Black History Month in February, we have her story month in March. Well, March 8th is International Women's Day. Most women don't even know we have a day just for us outside of Mother's Day. Also, on February 14th, it's called V-Day, V as in Victor, V-Day, where we celebrate, we celebrate survivors and we rise against violence towards women. There's never an excuse for any type of violence, any type of abuse for any person. It happens to men too. But on V-Day, February 14th, which is also Valentine's Day, I will be spearheading, leading, hosting a V-Day rally in Stockton, California at San Joaquin County or San Joaquin Delta College in northern Stockton, California. We're going to have an awesome time on Thursday afternoon. It starts at noon. Right there in the courtyard at Delta College, those of you who can come out, all we're asking you to do is come out and support us. We're just going to have some information. Shout out to Tender Hand Safe Haven, tenderhandsafehaven.org. Sharon Charles, an awesome woman, she's a head sister in charge, has supported us and sponsored the event. They'll have some great information. If you have been in an abusive situation, if you know anybody that has, you need a professional to help you, there will be a representative there to answer any questions that you have, to help give you some guidance. So if you don't know what to do, just take the information so you'll have it with you to give to somebody else. We will have some pamphlets and some brochures out there. We'll have some music going on out there. Miss J might even get on the mic and do a little spoken word herself. Y'all didn't know I got it like that, so we got to see how my voice do. We got some people coming out to even sing a few songs. Very inspirational and powerful movement. So I want all of you who are in the Northern California area to come on out. Come on out and support us on Thursday, February 14th, Delta College in Stockton, California. We got a lot of stuff going on. The information is posted on the website, MizJProductions.com. A lot of information. I keep it flowing on Facebook and on Twitter. So you got to make sure that you, you know, stay connected. Make sure you stay tuned to my YouTube channel as well. Subscribe so you guys can see a lot of new videos that are coming up. Now, for those of you who email me, and let me know what I need to do, what I should have did, what I didn't do, what I forgot to do. I appreciate it. I really do. I love the constructive criticism and y'all telling me what y'all like most about the show and what y'all need most from me in the morning or less from me in the morning. I truly do appreciate it. So make sure you hook up with me on Facebook and stay connected. Become my friend, y'all. I love y'all. But we got some stuff about Facebook back in the news. Now, I reported a little while ago that the owner of Facebook his sister was actually suing him about privacy issues on Facebook. How ironic. Facebook is back in the news again, and it's not so positive. Now, there's a lawsuit from a company in Dutch that says the like button, the like and the share options, was stolen. Yeah, apparently there's a man in Dutch that invented it way back in 1998. Yeah, they actually have proof and they're suing. Now, the maker of it, the late, his name was, I don't know, his last name was Richardson, but the company or the attorney, the law firm, sorry, y'all, the law firm, Fish and Richardson, is the one that is presenting the lawsuit. And the man who invented it died back in 2004. And he patented this idea back in 1996. So Zuckerberg, who is the Facebook owner, was back in, you know, college, that type of thing, and he launched it from his dorm room. So they're saying this little, you know, boy went and found out some information that was out there, what have you, and, yeah, stole it and making, you know, gazillion dollars on his idea. What's ironic is that Facebook has not even released a statement about it. They're not saying anything about it, so that's making me be like, oh, no, what's going to happen with Facebook? So there's, of course, reports, rumors, and talks that now Facebook is about to be bye-bye, or a lot of the features that we like, quote-unquote, will be taken away. Hey, he didn't make it, y'all. The like button and a couple of other features that's on Facebook, like the whole timeline concept. Facebook might be seeing some more changes, so I'll keep y'all posted to see what's going to happen. The suit was filed just a few weeks ago, and people are wondering, why did they wait so long? Why did they just now decide to sue him? Well, they wanted to make sure that they presented their case properly, and all the stuff from the deceased creator did not really become released until, like, 2007, 2008. So, yeah, it took a few years, but, hey, it don't matter. Once you find it out, go ahead and do a lawsuit. So Facebook against Dutch company, the like button, timeline, has been said that it ain't theirs. I don't know. I'm going to open up the forum. I'm going to share it. Y'all tell me what y'all think about it. I don't know what's going to go on, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, get into some music, and we'll be right back after this. Man, that's going to be bad. Ain't no more Facebook. What's next? Make that in the morning, y'all. You know I got to keep y'all abreast. I got to let y'all know what's going on in the world.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
And his heart is his thing. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready. Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go. cause I know we had plenty more blessings. Lord, I give my heart to you, whatever you want me to do. I made a vow to you to be on this battlefield, yeah. I know it's time.
Miss J in the morning. That's Markella Walker, God's Soldier. Make sure you hit them up there on Facebook, on YouTube. Markella Walker is only 18 years old, y'all. She got the skills, she got the vocals. I'm just saying she might need to go ahead and try out for Sunday Best. I ain't saying it, but I'm saying it. You know, the youngsters brought it in last season. This season, they're going ahead doing some auditions. Markella, if you're listening, hey, go ahead. You never know what God has for you. I'm just putting it out there in the atmosphere. There's a couple of other girls out there. Shout out to JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things. All of them have some awesome, awesome vocalage up there. Miss J, I'm going to get it together, right? Y'all know that, right? We're going to pray about it. It's Miss J in the morning. Right here we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. You can also listen live on iArtistRadio.com. Y'all, thank you so much. So much for showing me some love on iArtistRadio.com. Thank you so much for hitting me up on Twitter. Y'all be tweeting about me. I be loving it. My new followers on Twitter and my new friends. I love all of you guys. Make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com and download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7. They play the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, and inspiration with your girl, Miss J, in the morning. Did I work it? Was that a note? Did I hit it? Okay, I doubt if I did. But I'm going to keep trying, y'all. We love to have a good time. That's what we love to do. So let's go ahead and do what we love to do right here on this show. Not only OD on positivity, but y'all love the Miss J area code check-in. I'm telling y'all, I love it too. So those of you who are listening on your computer, I love you, but you got to get in where you fit in. If you want to rep your city, you got to call in. So go ahead and do it now, 714-816-4743. Miss J area code check-in. Make sure you rep your city and get a chance to win on the Miss J giveaways. gave away free tickets to see Anthony Hamilton live, and I'm telling y'all, I had the best time. We still talking about it. An awesome time on Miss J in the Morning, awesome time with Anthony Hamilton. We got some more great stuff going on in your area, so make sure you rep your city. Now, that should have been enough time for y'all to go ahead and call in because y'all knew it was coming up. So I'm going to try to get through without messing up this time, y'all. Y'all have me cracking up calling in late. All right, here we go. 916-209-510-501-313-323-878. Oh, I never seen 878. Where y'all at? 878-310-513-917. Hey, got you too. I see you calling in. 860-864-770-404-678-313. I see you too. Hey, thank you everybody for calling in. All y'all that's calling in, y'all really repping. Most of the time I got like 18 different area codes all over the place. Now I got like 10 different area codes, but it's about 20 of y'all each calling in. So y'all are really spreading the word and telling everybody to call in your area. And I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate the love. I see y'all. Y'all think I don't pay attention, but I do. Thank you so much. So we're going to talk about some more stuff that's happening in the news. Now, those people who are really against technology and you don't like all the stuff that they're doing on Facebook and on Twitter and all this stuff with Skype and everything, it actually could benefit you in a positive way. You never know why you're doing what you're doing. And this story is not so well, it's positive, but it was in an unfortunate circumstance. Now, this guy was talking to his girlfriend on Skype. She's away in North Carolina for college, and she was in her room talking to her boo. And her boo saw a man behind her come in her room with a gun. The girl didn't even know what was going on in the house. Her roommates had already been attacked, and she was next. Then the call was disconnected, so the boyfriend dialed 911, gave the cops the address, told them what happened, and there were arrests made. One person has been arrested. They're looking for accomplices, but all three women were assaulted, and they were treated. But the men, you know, stole 6 MacBook laptops, 4 cell phones, and about $200 in cash, went in there, assaulted the women, robbed them. One has been caught and has been charged. They're looking for the other accomplices and things that are going on. They've been charged with armed robbery, assault and battery, burglary, kidnapping, simple possession of marijuana, possession of a firearm during a violent crime, and all this crazy stuff. But the crazy thing about the one who was caught, his name is Deshaun Hayward. He is only 20 years old. 20 years old with a gun going in robbing these girls. It is assumed that the girls have been watched. People knew about it. But thank God for the one who was on Skype talking to her boyfriend, because if she wasn't, you never know what could have happened. The girl said that there were 3 of them. The other 2 have not been caught yet. I just thank God, because in that situation, technology really, really did play a major role. You think about back in the day when you hear stuff going on over the phone or anything, but this guy was talking to his boyfriend, was able to make a positive ID on who it was. It was actually Deshaun Hayward that he saw that came into his girlfriend's room. He quickly reacted, and now she is safe, of course. You know, going through something like that, it might take a while. You know, they don't give any details about the assault, and we don't even want to know. But I will share it on Facebook so you guys can read the story yourself. But I just thank God for technology. You just never know. Everything ain't evil and a headache. It's just certain things that we do with it that really get on our nerves. So shout out to the boyfriend. They didn't release his name nor the victims, and we don't want to do all that to let people know. But the bugaboo, that's what I'm going to call him, the bugaboo, the fool, the little 20-year-old that got stupid to do some $200, some laptops and some cell phones. You don't have to sell them and go through all more crime and all this crazy stuff. 20 years old, he was caught, and I hope he get everything that he deserves. Lord Jesus, get his butt whooped. That's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to whooping these kids. He's 20 years old, so he came up in that little era where everybody was trying to say, no, I'm going to call the cops on you. You know, when I came up, I'm an 80s baby, and they, you know, I know I ain't that old. But I remember that's when it really just started happening, but people were still from the old school and saying, well, you call the cops if you want to. I'm going to whoop you even harder. But then the Millennium kids came in, and things just went crazy. That's when they went. They didn't do time out. Then the super nannies start coming from England to try to tell Americans how to raise their kids. You know, I ain't even going to go on that. I just get mad. I see young, stupid kids doing stupid stuff and ruining their lives over $200 and computers and cell phones. Now, his life is ruined. You ruined the lives of four other people and those that were connected to them. We don't know how that's going to affect them in the future. And now your life is messed up with all these charges over some mess. So thank God for Skype in that situation. I'm going to go ahead and open up the forum and we're going to share it on that. But right before I leave, I want to play one of my favorite songs. Those people who know me personally knows that ever since probably elementary school, I've been a fan of Boyz II Men. Y'all, I know it, but it's just happened. You know, all the little girls, you know, went through all these phases with New Edition, and I've never stopped being a fan of Boyz II Men, and I still am a fan of them. And to show my appreciation, I'm going to share with you one of my favorite songs from them, Boyz II Men, Thank You. And I'll be right back right before I leave, y'all. But I want to dedicate this song, one of my favorite groups. Y'all know I love these boys. I love all of them, Nathan, Michael, Sean, and Wanye. I love them all. And they're on tour right now. But anybody want to bless me with some tickets to go see Boyz II Men, I wouldn't be too salty for it. I would go ahead and put that out there in the atmosphere, anybody that's listening. Amen. But to say thank you, I wanted to share this song with you. So take a listen, and I'll be right back quickly.
And to all of our friends, our families, and our fans around the world, on behalf of Boyz II Men, I would like to say God bless you and thank you.
Just
group of all time. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all church folks. No, my favorite group is not a church group. I love gospel music. Y'all know I love inspirational music. But my favorite group of all time is Voice of Men. It always has been. It always will be. I will take a stand and say they are the only, not just male group, but the only group who can record a whole song with no instruments. That song right there, thank you, was no instrumentation. All the sounds and the instruments were their voice. Those of you who do not know that, go ahead and look it up. They recorded the song, mixed it and mastered it with no instruments, no musical instruments. The only instruments they had were their voice, and the song is hot. They got skills. They can write. They can sing. They can produce, and they can play. They're still doing it to this day. I have yet to meet a group in quote-unquote secular or gospel who can do what Voice to Men has done and is doing. Don't get me wrong, there are some awesome singers out there that can sing they behind all, but collectively as a quartet, as a trio, I still stand by Voice to Men. So I wanted to share that personal story with you guys, but just to say thank you. I love all of you, and we have such an awesome time every day right here on Ms. J in the Morning, and I want you guys to continue to tune in. We have a lot more stuff going on with the show and with Ms. J Productions, and it's because of all of you. I wouldn't be able to do what I do. You wouldn't be able to do what you do if it wasn't for the love of those around you. So take the time to tell everybody thank you. No matter how some people get on my nerves, I still love them. And I love you guys, no matter how much I get on y'all nerves sometimes. I'm grateful for y'all to come back and laugh with me and laugh at me. We're going to OD on positivity on a daily. Thank you so much, you guys. I truly am grateful and thankful for all of you, and I look forward to talking to you in the morning. It's this day in the morning. Have an awesome day. Mwah.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.